Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of Native Americans, so-called African Americans, so-called Latino Americans. And we do our Blog Talk Radio show every week at 11 to 12 o'clock. And I want to also first thank the Divine Heavenly Father, our Mother, Messiah, Metatron, for giving us another opportunity to be able to do this ministry and to be able to have a time to minister to our nation. And we want to apologize for last week. We had some troubles, you know, and the Heavenly Father, Mother helped us to get over it. So we want to thank them again. And I want to mention some of our ministries that we have. We have several different ministries. My brother, Benaiah, does a video, Benaiah Bay Israel on YouTube. You can catch him on YouTube. Also, my brother, Adir Bay Israel, he does his videos on Saturday evening, and you can catch them also on YouTube. Great videos, heavy videos. And if it relate to you, you know, thank the Divine Heavenly Father. If not, then move on to another video that is conducive for your understanding. But we also have what we call Power Talk that we do on right after our ministry at Blog Talk at 12 o'clock. So we go on Blog Talk, and it's called the Sons of El. You can catch us there every Sunday at 12 o'clock. I also like to mention our food ministry that we have named after our mother, my mother, Sandra Johnson, Food Pantry. You can, if you need our ministry to help you, you can go to either Adir Bay Israel or Dota Man at AOL and leave your name and number in the description box, and we'll get right back with you. So that's another one of our ministries. So we also offer the Nag Hammadi book. So if anyone is interested in getting a Nag Hammadi and need a little help, you know, you can reach out to our ministry and we'll do our best to help you get a Nag Hammadi book. Now, being all that said, I want to go into our ministry today. And it's speaking upon the Edomites and the other nations. And it's in the title of our ministry today is The Edomites' Kingdom and the Other Nations Are Finished. Now, before I do that, I do want to give you all one other thing. We do have a telephone number that you can reach us on, which is 848-241-9966. 848-241-9969. Okay, now, the reason that I'm speaking that we, you know, this topic came up in my head so that we can go over it, because today, look what's transpiring right in front of our eyes.
Yes.
Look what's transpiring.
Yes.
The Heavenly Father, Mother is showing us how not only is the nations is crumbling, but he's showing you what he's doing with these other Edomite nations.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You know, before Putin even went over there, they were crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
But now we entered our new year, and look what's transpiring. Look at the carnage. Our nation, the Hebrew Israelite nations, we should be jumping for joy,
mm-hmm,
because the Father is showing us, literally showing us, he's bringing these nations to an end so that Israel can rule over these nations, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And this is transpiring right before our eyes. So the Heavenly Father, Mother, and Messiah is true to their words. You know, when they tell us something, you know, as I like to say, right now it says in the scriptures, we walk by faith and not by sight. But pretty soon, brothers, we're going to be walking by sight and ain't going to have to worry about faith, because the sight, the Father's putting it right before our eyes.
Right.
So the sight will bring the faith.
Right.
So, you know, I think that as we continue, I know as we continue to get further and further into these coming months, we're going to even see more transpire.
Right.
So, you know, so let's continue to minister, continue to keep doing what we're doing, because pretty soon these nations is coming to an end.
Yes. Now, excuse me. Now, basically what my brother's saying is, I'm going to piggyback on what he's saying to the peoples. You know what I'm saying? And these words that all the brethren are doing all over this earth, you know what I'm saying? These Edomites, this is what they're saying. If you want to know what's going on, I'm going to paraphrase, but I know this is what they're saying because I can tell. The Spirit telling me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're saying. You want to know what's going on in the world truly? Listen to them niggers.
Mm-hmm.
Go on YouTube and type in Hebrew nigger Israelite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, they listen to every word we say. And this is what they're doing right now. Like my brother said, this is the time of the Edomites, Jacob's trouble. Mm-hmm. But he shall be saved out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on to Jeremiah 30, 36.
Mm-hmm.
It says, ask ye now, this is what's happening, and see whether a man doeth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. That is Jacob's trouble. It's talking about a day so great and so destructive that you can't even fathom it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to give you a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
The day I was talking about, it just happened quite often. Mm-hmm. The Hamites and the Japhites and the Edomites,
mm-hmm.
they keep coming to us, asking us these particular questions and testing us where we at.
Mm-hmm.
So the day I was talking to an Edomite, you know what I'm saying? And he was trying to talk and test me, see what was going on, if I knew if I was, if it's true, well, like I said, if true what they saying,
mm-hmm.
is them niggas, the true slaves, the true Jews woke up. So he asked me a particular question, how I tan his head up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He asked me, he talked about the Mayans. And he said, yeah. He said, yeah, the Aztecs, those people, he said, yeah, you know they were slaves, right? They wasn't really, Christopher Columbus didn't really say they were slaves. I said, yeah, I know they were slaves. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I know that. I said, but you know this too? I said, so you understand that? He said, yeah. I said, so you know that it says, I said, you read the books that say that what happened to those people going to affect the whole world, right?
Mm-hmm.
He looked so stupid when I said that because mm-hmm. he knew it meant him. Because this is how I know he knew, because he kept trying to tell me what kind of good person he was.
Mm-hmm.
I never hurt anyone. I always try to do people right. Oh, I'm a good guy. I'm going to heaven. So what the hell is he telling me that for? And I don't even know you, man. You just gonna bust out start telling me some stuff like that. What you done did? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What kind of good person he is. Why you telling me? I ain't God. Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the most high. You know what I'm saying? But why you telling me all that? You know what I'm saying? Because they know. Like mm-hmm. I said, they go on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of you brothers teaching right now, know they watching you. You know what I'm saying? They go to internet and say, watch those niggers. Those Hebrew Israelite niggers, and they'll tell you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting back to my brother. I'm just saying, we're talking about a great day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like the scripture said, but Jacob shall be saved out of it.
Yep.
Jacob.
Yes.
Going to be saved.
And I just want to piggyback off a little bit before I give you a scripture that I was going to go into. See, my brother is right. Now, you got to remember, when it was our turn to be judged,
mm-hmm.
the mother would speak to us at night with the winds and whisperings. And and we knew our behinds was about to be tore. It's the same thing.
Yes.
The mother is letting them know.
Yes.
That's why they know.
Yes.
They know what's coming.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
We knew. We knew. And now they know. You see?
Whispers
in the wind.
Yes.
Yes, our mother is whispering to us.
Yes.
You bound to get a cosmic bond with it. And they know it.
Yes.
That's why the brother that Edomite, I'm a good guy. Don't tell it to me. Tell it to my mother.
Exactly.
How good a guy are you? But I digress.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start out. They're terrible. But I'm going to start today with the scripture from Obadiah. It's Obadiah 1 through 4. Now check this out. Obadiah 1 through 4. It says, the vision of Obadiah. Thus said the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard rumors from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathens. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made the small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thy heart have deceived thee, thus that you dwelleth in the cliffs of the rocks, whose habitation is high, that sitteth in his heart. Who shall bring thee down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, said the Lord.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
Now, this is the father, mother letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see? See, Edomites like to put themselves pride.
Right.
Beat their chest like King Kong.
Right.
You know,
right.
Who can bring me down? You see?
Right.
That's why the father said he put the nest high with the eagles, because
right.
the eagles is dwell in the mountains
right.
high.
Right.
So they put themselves high like that. But as you see, he said that he is, you know, despise their pride,
mm-hmm.
you know, in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you deceiving your own self.
Right.
Edomites, I'm going to bring you down low.
Right.
Thus said the Lord.
Right.
See, he's going to put them in their place
right.
because that's where they from. And they were, the Moses spoke, called them hairy barbarians.
Right.
Either Moses or Enoch, one of them.
Moses.
It was Moses.
No,
yeah,
no, Enoch,
yeah. He called them hairy barbarians.
Right. Right.
You see, they were low, you know, but now they put themselves, they forgot who helped them to get
right.
on top.
Right.
So now the father is going to put them back in their
right.
place and bring them down low
right.
and as low as you can get,
right.
you see.
Right.
So, you know, so, and that's their nice spirit. You know, if you talk to most Edomites, they proud people,
mm-hmm.
you know, they real,
mm-hmm.
you know, real patriots
mm-hmm.
and patriotic and all this, you know, but the father see it.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I read out of Obadiah, he's going to bring them down,
mm-hmm.
you see. So just letting us know that, you know, we see them and they're there in their full strength and they got all the armies and they got this and they got that and all this technology. But the father said, I don't care how much technology y'all got. I don't want to let you have it.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
And yet, I'm going to still bring y'all down.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
it don't even matter.
Exactly.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
because at the end,
exactly.
I'm going to be the one that bring you down.
Exactly.
You see? So, you know, that's going to take me into my next scripture. That's coming from Ezekiel 25:14. Now listen to this. Listen what the Father say. You know, these are not my words. This is the Father's
mm-hmm.
words, the Father Mother's words.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And they shall do in Edom according to my anger, according to my fury. They shall know my vengeance, said the Lord God. Okay, now, the Heavenly Father, Mother is letting you know he's going to bring them down through who?
Right.
My people of Israel.
Exactly.
Judah.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
You know, this, like I said, this ain't my word. That's why I said this is the Father's words. And it says, according to my anger, my fury, they should know my vengeance, thus said the Lord. Because when the Father bring them down, when he punished them through our nation, it's going to be terrible. They ain't even going to understand this type of fury that the father mother is going to give them. You know, they got to pay. You know, Edom has done a lot of things to our nation, and the father mother is going to make them pay for the things that they have done to the children of Israel. And that's helping us see that at Ezekiel 25:14. You know, I like to look at it like, see, they believe they're getting away with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they believe, okay, oh, it's done. That's done. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't got an answer for that. Mm-hmm. That was in the past.
Right.
But if you notice, even in the past, our nation, when we messed up, we had to pay for it. You see, even to this day, we right. still pay right. for the sins of our forefathers.
Right.
They'll like to say, Edomites, they always say, oh, I didn't do it.
Right.
And I didn't do it.
Right.
Maybe my ancestors did, right. but it wasn't me. What I got to do with that?
Right.
Well, guess what? We didn't have no say what our ancestors did,
right.
and we still paying for it.
Right.
So who are you not to pay for it? Do the father love his own children more than he loves you?
Right.
No, he don't love you at all right. compared to us.
Exactly.
So y'all gonna have to pay an answer for these things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And let me add to what he said. Like the scriptures say, if you go in the Bible, it say God has how I go. God is no respecter of persons. Now, you know, they took out they took out what that really means, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
if you go into the Pseudepigraphal, it says God is not a respecter of person, meaning, and if you read the verse, which precept is that? Let me get it real fast.
Mm-hmm.
God is, come with me for a second. Person. Now we're gonna get it in the Bible. And even in the verse, if you read the verse on down, it'll tell you that Acts 10:28.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Acts. You know, we don't say Acts. We say Acts.
Right.
Acts
right.
10:28. Okay, it says. Let me see. Acts 10:28-34. 28 to 34. Is that right? Let me see. It says, and he asked them. Paul understood. That's what it is. It says, the gospel was for the people. God will provide. Wait a minute. Oh, it's Romans 2:11. I knew that was wrong. Romans 2:11. I should have knew that. For there is no, okay, yeah. Romans 2:11. It say, for there is no respect of persons with God. They stop there. But if you keep reading, you'll see saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It say, for as many as sin without law. So what he's saying is the Gentiles sin and they didn't even have the law.
Mm-hmm.
Shall also perish without the law. It's a, and as many as have sinned in the law, see, we had the law, so we the children, shall be judged by the law. So we got judged by the law. So he said, even the ones without the law and the ones with the law, I'm going to judge them both the same. You know what I'm saying? It's a, for not the hearer of the law or just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. So it says, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these have not the law or the law unto themselves. So basically he's telling you, the ones that got the law and the ones who don't have the law, he said, if I judge the ones who do got the law, then you know the ones who don't have the law, I'm really going to tell y'all ass up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what he's saying. So, but they can stop at Romans 2:11.
Mm-hmm.
Just read that. But what he's saying is, I judge my children, and now it's going to judge y'all. So we got to judge first, like my brother just said. But now it's the time for the Gentiles.
Right, brother. You see, the Heavenly Father, Mother, the way he works, he cleans his house first. He
right.
starts judgment
there
always with us first.
Exactly.
And he'll get to y'all later.
Right.
You know, but he starts in it. See, the Father, Mother has order. In all things, he has order. So, and if you all notice through all our history, he judged us first.
Right.
He always judges us first, and then the nations. They got it afterwards. And these Edomites haven't even seen his judgment yet. They haven't seen it. See, that's why they sit, they put themselves on this pedestal like nothing can ever happen to them. Nothing's ever going to happen to them. They fine. That's what they think. You see, that's what they think. You know, but see, it's okay as long as we going through our judgment. Oh, that's on y'all. Y'all go through it. But you think the Father don't see it? You see? So, you know, that's one way that, and then like in Romans, see, they stop there because they don't want to read the rest. They, because it's too much of the truth that affects them. See, anything that affects the Edomites, they don't want to hear it. Can't speak to them.
Basically, all they want the sweet and they don't want the bitter. That's the whole world. They want the sweet, but they don't want to deal with the bitter.
Right, brother. You're right. Now, I'm going to read you another scripture from Isaiah 14:2. Again, this is from the Divine Mother, the Heavenly Father. And it says, and the people should take them and bring them to the place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for the servants, for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captive, who captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. You see, this is what the scriptures say. See, they going into captivity. They took us into captivity and was our oppressors. Now we're going to take them into captivity. And they're going to have to pay for all things that they did to us. They're going to be cleaning this earth up, cleaning our house, building our homes. You know, they're going to be doing all that. They're going to be handmaids and servants. Every king and queen needs servants. So the nation of Israel will be their kings and queens, and they're going to do as the kings and queens say for them to do. They got to do it. You know, and this is what the father and mother said. So y'all only sitting on your pedestal for so long. Your time is almost up, because that's part of the father judging these nations and the Edomites' kingdom. The father is reversing everything. Back to his chosen children of Israel.
So, like you said, you know, we know it's we at that time, because that's why they took this out the Bible. We go to Baruch 2, chapter 2, verse 30. It say, for I knew that they would not hear me. Talking about the children of Israel, these Negroes or the slaves or the blacks in America and the brown people. It say, for I knew that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivity, they shall remember themselves. They say, and shall know that I am the Lord their God, for I will give them a heart and ears to hear. And that's what done happened. In the land of our captivity, the slaves, America, like Hitler said, and like that Edomite said this morning, you know the Incas and the Mayas were slaves. Your people did it. You know what I'm saying? But in the land that y'all had is in captivity, we shall remember ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And like my brother said, y'all going to be our servant and handmaids, our slaves. And y'all going to kiss the dust off our feet. You know what I'm saying? What y'all done to us is going to be done double unto y'all.
Wow, that's a... Just hearing that, brother, it's just... Oh, come on.
They like, wait a minute. Now, you said we going to get it back, but why you say double?
You know what I'm saying? Not his words, that's the father's words.
Right.
The father mother said that. So, you know, I like to see their faces when they got to go through what we, but double. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let me get back to the ministry at Joel 3:2. Now, listen what the mother father said he's going to do to them. And Joel 3:2, he said, I will also gather all the nations.
Oh, my goodness.
You see, and I will bring them down into the valley of Jehovah, and I will plead with them, therefore my people and for my heritage of Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my lands. You see, these are the things that these Edomites have done to to the mother's father's people, chosen children of Israel.
Right.
They parted their lands, you know, and that's why the father said he going to plead with them. He don't mean that he going to beg them or plead. When he say plead, he mean destroy them. He mean he going to tear their behinds up, you know, and they going to have to pay for this, what they have done to the chosen children, you know. And he's going to gather them all together, all the kingdoms of Edom, all these other nations, you know. And that's why we're seeing what's going on right now, you see. We're seeing what's taking place, you know, right now in front of our face, you know. But what really strikes me, not to jump off the subject, is that they are Edomites. But yet, you know, all the world feeling sorry for them for, you know, help Ukraine. But several investigators went over there and said that, matter of fact, I watched it on television. It was these black people that was there. They wouldn't let them get on the train. Get out of here. Push them over. You can't come on this train. You know, showing their prejudice. You know, showing that they were prejudiced to people of color. You see, all these Edomites do not like us. Most of them. So they show their colors. And this is why the father said he's going to destroy them.
Yes.
You see? Because this is not just because of their color, because it's in their heart,
right,
but not like the children of Israel, the father, mother.
Right.
Know that.
Right.
So he's going to get with them. He's going to get with them for that.
Right.
They got to pay for that.
Right.
So anyway, let me go into our next scripture at Psalms 59:5. Now listen what he says. It says, you, therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressor. Now, when you think about that, when he say, when, you know, I believe when David was writing this, and he say all nations, he talking about all nations besides the 12 tribes of Israel. If you not of our nation, he's talking about all of them, not to be merciful to none of them. Because he knew that these nations was our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
The Father let us know that, at Genesis.
Right.
He told us this at Genesis,
right,
you know,
right,
that all other nations will conspire against us,
right,
and was against us.
Right.
So that haven't changed. That have not changed, not a bit, not even from this time. That's why I don't feel sorry for them. Now, I do feel sorry because little children, but hey, did they feel sorry for our children at all?
Hey.
Did they
feel
none?
Hey, you're right.
So, you know, and they pushed it to the side like nothing.
Like the father say. The father say he don't care about their babies because they didn't care about his babies.
There you go.
They the father words. Not mine.
Right.
I'm going to read out of the Nag Hammadi what my brother was saying about it ain't just the nations, it's all the wicked. Like Paul said, we fight not against blood and flesh, but spirits and principalities from above and all the nations on the earth and under the earth. That's why I say that, because that wickedness dwells in all three realms. You know what I'm saying? And they all conspired against the children of light, the true children. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to read this out of it and show you that when the Bible say, and I don't know if my brother got it in his precept that he got down there, but when they say the destroyer of the Gentiles, my goodness, woo! Man, you better know what that's talking about.
Yes.
I'm on page 2 in the Nag Hammadi. It's called The End of the Age. It say, before the end of the age, it say, this whole region will shake. It say, with loud thunder. It say, the archons, the princes and principalities from above that Paul talked about, will lament because of their fear of the death. The angels will grieve for their human beings. See, the Gentiles. And I did a video when I told you that the Gentiles, these spirits, came down from the archons and tied to the Edomites. So the Edomites are the archon children. That's why I said they will live for their human beings, the Edomites and the Japhites and the Hamites. You know what I'm saying? Not the Shemites. Right. It says the demons will weep over their times and seasons, and their people will mourn and cry on the account of their death. You know what I'm saying? Now listen to this and say, then the age will come, and they will be disturbed. It said their kings will be drunken from the flaming sword, from the barrel. It say, and not just the barrel. When they say the flaming sword, they're talking about a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about us getting our powers, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It say, and will wage war against each other. And that's what they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It say, so that the earth will be drunken from the blood that is poured out. And you know, Messiah said the blood will be up to a horse's bridle.
Mm-hmm.
It said, the seas will be troubled by war. The sun will be darkened, transformation. And also the barrel, the mothership.
Mm-hmm.
It say, and the moon will lose its light. The stars of the sky will abandon their circuits. And when it say the stars abandon their circuit, that means the barrel, the destroyer of the Gentiles, is coming into this atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And it say, and a loud thunder will roar from the great power above all.
Mm-hmm.
So when they talk about the roar, that is the Lion of Judah, Enoch, Metatron.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great roar. I mean, the roar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's in the barrel, the sword of Gentiles on deck. You know what I'm saying? That is our source of power.
Mm-hmm.
I got in this other book I read when it said that the great God, Metatron, or Marduk,
mm-hmm.
created the great warship, which is Nibiru. They keep telling you it's an asteroid, it's a stray planet, but that is the warship
mm-hmm.
that's coming. That's why it's called the Destroyer of the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
They never going to tell you that, but even in the Covenant Bible, what it said, Jeremiah said, but Jacob is the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob saw me say out of it, and Jacob was slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the Covenant Bible said, Nibiru will spare the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So it explicitly tell you that we're going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else will get their butt. I'll let my brother finish that.
Yes, sir. They're going to have their behinds handed to them. See, you got to understand that Nibiru was always our savior with
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
You know, Metatron created the
our
Nibiru.
Punisher
right.
and our savior.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, that's why it always, it's the strangeness of our salvation.
Yeah.
Because yeah. it's like, whoever knew that that great punishing ship that it is the savior of our nation. It's going to help our nation.
Right, right,
you know, it's going to tear the Edomites down,
right.
but it's going to save our nation.
Right. Right.
You see, and these are the things you have to know as our nation.
Right.
And this is why my brother and I does this,
right.
you know, this blog talk radio show,
right.
to let you know what's going to take place.
Right.
You can't get this, you know, from nobody else.
Exactly.
Only from light,
exactly.
brother, because the
exactly.
mother, father have given it to us
right.
to let you know.
Right.
You see.
So y'all won't be lost from the lack of knowledge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's what, like you said, brother, that's what the scriptures say. Our people die because of lack of knowledge.
Right.
You see.
Right.
And this is the knowledge that the Father, Mother gives us
right.
to bring to the nations,
right.
you know, also
right.
for us to look, we looking
right.
for our life, brother,
right.
but we also bring a sense of wisdom and knowledge
right.
to the nations so they can understand what's going to occur,
right.
you see,
right.
not all this fake Edomite stuff talking about being raptured in the sky and all that,
right. Right.
they don't talk about it, don't,
right.
I don't know where they get that
right.
from,
right.
but it ain't them being no raptured
right.
in the sky,
right.
you see,
right.
And
right.
the scriptures tell us that,
right.
you see.
And like my brother said, for the southern kingdom, it say the southern kingdom. Oh, it say that we are lost by lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So we must remember the things of old.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Hopi said, that for the northern kingdom, it say we must remember the ways of old,
right.
of our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they both saying the same thing,
right? Right, because the northern kingdom and the southern kings is brothers.
Right.
Any way you look at
right.
it,
right.
you know, it's still Israel.
Right.
It's a different tribe name.
Right.
But
exactly.
all Israel.
Exactly.
That's why they call the 12 tribes.
Right. And we say that because we let you know ain't no separation between the north and the south.
None whatsoever.
Right.
When the North got punished, the South was getting punished right along with them. So when the South got punished, when the North was getting punished.
When they say we serve God together.
Yeah. That's why you notice. And if you ever watched the old Ten Commandments, when Joshua got up on that rock, he was telling, well, Judah, you go to the front.
Right.
Reuben, you go to the middle.
Right.
You go to the back.
Right.
Because all the 12 tribes was all together
right.
at one time.
Right.
Both sticks were together.
Right.
And that's what's happening now.
Right.
The father mother has brought both sticks
right.
back together.
Exactly.
So we can be one nation,
mm-hmm.
one people.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I digress.
Yep.
But anyway, this is going to take me right into my next scripture, which piggybacking off. Precept of what my brother was just talking about. Now listen to this. At Revelation 17:14, it says, they will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is the Lord of lords, King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers.
Right.
You see, so this let us know, these Edomites, they ain't going to just wage war against us.
Right.
They're going to wage war against Messiah and the angels
right.
and us.
Right.
You see, so it's going to be a lot transpiring,
right.
you know, and we letting you know this. You see what I'm saying? Because if you just read the pseudepigraphal books or you just read the Bible, you know, you can get it kind of, okay, you're looking at it at a different fashion, and that's not what it's just saying. It's telling you it's going to be multiple things
right.
going on.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I be saying. There's going to be a whole lot of things going on at the same time.
Right.
But Nibiru, that is the source of all of it taking place, like the changes in the weather,
right.
earthquake, storms, magnetic fields,
mm-hmm.
our consciousness,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, our transformation, turning
mm-hmm.
into gods,
mm-hmm.
all of that is done by the Gentiles destroying.
Yep.
Nibiru.
Yep. Nibiru is like... Every time the Heavenly Father brought Nibiru,
right.
he didn't just, it wasn't just brung for just the destruction,
right.
but it was, I look at Nibiru, the way I see Nibiru, Nibiru is not just for destruction, but it's also to upbuild
right.
and strengthen
right.
our people,
right.
our nation, give us higher consciousness,
right.
because it brings certain vibes
right.
and waves
right.
and
right.
all that's for us,
right.
you know, so that we can transform.
Right.
Nibiru is part of our salvation.
Right.
You see.
Right. And that's why I said the stars gonna move out of their circuit or their course because
right.
it's another giant force coming in to move them out of their place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right, brother. Now this is gonna take me to our next scripture at Revelation 6:16. Now listen to this. It goes exactly what you're talking about.
Oh,
that's
really?
What I listen to this. Revelation 6:16. Listen to this say. They call to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us
right.
and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Okay, so these are the Edomites seeing that they judgment, and when Messiah returns,
right.
they didn't want nothing to do with it. They asked for the mountains and the rocks to follow them and cover them. You see what I'm saying? Better than facing the face of Messiah. So it just shows you that the Edomite judgment is coming from many places.
Right.
Nibiru, Messiah,
right.
you know, us.
Right.
They're getting judged in multiple ways.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Not just one, but they're getting judged by many different ways. So that just helped you to see that these scriptures that we're saying, it don't just has one aspect, it has many aspects behind it.
Right, right. Now let me read one real fast before you
mm-hmm.
go there. Now I just read out of the Nag Hammadi, page 220,
mm-hmm.
when it say the powers of heaven going to be shaken
mm-hmm.
and the stars going to move out their course. That's in the Nag Hammadi. That's talking about Nibiru, the destroyer of the Gentiles. I'm going to give you a rudimentary version of the Bible that say the same thing. Everything keep talking about Nibiru, but they make it sound like something else. I'm going to go to Mark 13, chapter 24 and 25. I mean, verse 24. Listen to this. It says, but in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. See, it's saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's saying the stars shall fall, but if we're talking about Nibiru going to knock the stars off their course, and some is going to fall. But when Nibiru come in, they can't stay in their course because Nibiru going to knock them out their course. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then it says, in the Bible says the Son of Man are going to come, but it's talking about Nibiru. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You see, that's why I say it has, when you speaking of light, it has multiple meanings.
Right.
You see,
right.
And sometimes, you know, if you don't really get the understanding of it, you can be misled.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So that's why my brother is explaining to you a scenario that's going to take place.
Right.
You see? So, again, my next scripture is coming from Revelation 15:4. Now listen what it says. It says, "Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgment are made manifest."
Right.
So see, no matter what these Edomites try to do, try to say or convince or whatever they make, they're going to fall before Messiah,
right.
And they're going to still worship.
Right.
All is the Father say, all knees are going to bend.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You know, because that's part of their judgment.
Right.
And it says when they fall and they worship before Messiah, it's going to be manifest for the whole world.
Exactly.
You know, it ain't going to be like they just hide. No, this is going to be what everybody going to know.
Exactly.
The king is here.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So every knee is going to bend and bow.
Right. Right.
Including the Edomites.
Right. And that's the time, mm-hmm. like my brother said, when the darkness come, that's why I said the sun, when the sun go out and it go dark, that's what my brother's about, the real rapture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, look right here. In Mark 13, same verse, Mark 13, I read 24, 25. I'm going to go down to 27. Mm-hmm. Mark 27, it say, "And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds,"
mm-hmm.
meaning from the four corners of the earth, mm-hmm. just like it been saying. So that's mm-hmm. what he's saying, but Jacob's going to be saved from it.
Right. Yeah, Jacob is definitely going to be saved from it. And my next scripture tells you, now look at this one at Revelation 7:9. Listen what it says. It goes right along with my brother saying. It says, "And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number,
right.
of all nations, right. and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands."
Right.
See, letting you know that it is going to be our people that will be saved,
right.
with white robes and palms in their
right.
hands,
right.
letting you know that the Father Mother is going to save our nation,
right.
save our people.
Right.
So with my brother, the precept of mm-hmm. exactly what he was saying that taking place in Revelation mm-hmm. 7:9,
mm-hmm.
because the Father is no way going to abandon his children. Okay, so this is going to bring me to my last scripture at Acts 7:7. Now listen what this read, and it says, "And the nations to whom shall be in bondage, I will judge, said God, and after that shall they come forth and serve me in thy place."
Mm.
You see, so that is enough said. Mm. I don't have to say anything more.
Right.
Like I said, that's not my words. That's the mother thought. So anyway, that's going to conclude our show for today. We want to thank any of those who joined us, and we thank you for joining us, and we pray that the Heavenly Father, Mother, Messiah, Metatron give us another blessed day that we were able to minister to the nation, 12 tribes of Israel, and we pray hopefully next week is the Father's will. My brother and I, Brother Adir Bey Israel, will be back next week to do another ministry if it's the will of our Father, Mother. So, on that note, I'm going to say peace be unto you. Shalom. My name is Radolf A. Israel.
And I'm Adir Bey Israel. Now we're about to go to our Pow Talk, the son of El, the number two. We're going to Pow Talk, the sons of El, and the number two behind it, because we had to change it because the other one messed up. So it's called the sons of El and the number two right behind it. So with that being said, I say peace unto you. Lord's will. We'll see you next week. Shalom.
Okay.